Dean, how did that stay goalless?
I have no idea. Look, we've created chances. We need to be more ruthless. And if I'm honest, yeah, again, the keeper's pulled a few decent saves off.
Ismail, Ginelli, Ferrier with that header. There were a number of chances to go ahead, weren't they? It's just that clinicism in the final third, isn't it?
Yeah, look, it's fine margins. It's fine margins, and we're just falling short at the minute. And but it needs addressing. And as I said, we asked for a reaction. We got that. We got a reaction tonight.
And of course, the positive with a 0-0 is a clean sheet. And you did see players like Nicky Devlin sliding in, making good blocks. John Guthrie and Jack Fitzwater continuing their partnership. And Liam Roberts as well, making two very good saves in the first half.
Yeah, he made two decent saves from distance. If I'm honest, we kept them really kind of their efforts from distance. But as I said, we need to look at ourselves. And we should have put them to the sword. If I'm honest, we should have took our chances.
How frustrated are you tonight? Because there were chances against Accrington, weren't there, on Saturday? Same again tonight. You could have won that 3 or 4-1. You could have won tonight 5-0, perhaps, couldn't you?
Yeah, look, as you said, it's frustrating. We'll take the clean sheet out of it, but as I said, for us, it's a 2 points drop.
There'll be some Saddlers fans that might be worried, perhaps, about the home form now. There's no win in five. Very few goals here as well, just that Ferrier goal against Doncaster, certainly in the league. Are you worried by that? Is that going to sort of thwart any chances of finishing higher up, do you think?
I wouldn't say I'm worried. It's a concern at the moment. It's still very early days. And as I said, we need just bits and pieces we need to work on. As I said, we got into opportunities to get decent balls in the box, and we've made the wrong decision. It's something that needs addressing over the next few weeks.
You made a change up front with Andy Cook partnering Ferrier tonight. Are you happy with that decision?
Yeah, I thought he came in, put himself about. It stuck, he won headers, and he contested everything, and they linked up well.
Zaire Osborne, there'll be obviously a lot of Saddlers fans wondering about his progress, having coming off with that oxygen mask on. Can you give us any sort of early update on his progress?
Yeah, he got knocked out, and I think everybody who was here saw what the lad done, and nothing got said about it.
Are you not happy then with Anthony Grant from that drop ball then?
No, I don't see the reason why he needs to take it out of his feet, open his body up and kick it the total opposite way it was.
So you thinking the referee should have obviously acted on it then?
No, look, who am I to speak about the referees? Decisions again. As I said, we'll worry about ourselves. We'll worry about ourselves.
Thank you, Dean.
Do you take any consolation from the fact that it was such a good game of football? I mean, I suppose fans have had their money's worth tonight, haven't they, in one way?
Yeah, one team played decent football, and the other one went a lot more direct. They had big players, they went a lot more direct. We kept trying to probe, we kept trying to play. As I said, if we're on another night, we could have had a couple.